anytime anybody wants to support the people we deal with here, that to me is awesome. And that I don't go through the roof any longer. I used to before, but now it's fantastic. Everybody's aware, they're conscious of what's happening in the communities, especially with the lockdown right now. That, you know, people aren't getting enough food. Some people don't have enough of an income, and so, you know, they need to use the food bank. But our food bank is different than most food banks across Canada. It's a shopping model. We are one of the first ones that pioneered it. People come in, make their appointment, come through, shop on their own. Yeah, everything's working. And right now, just last night, I'm tired now. And the reason being, till 1 o'clock in the morning, I've got 48 hours to get a grant application in. I've been successful with 13 already in a row. This is the 14th one, so we're going to be expanding refrigeration in our shopping area. But also, because we're into food rescue and we've gone green since 2019, which means nothing goes into the dumpster unless it absolutely has to. Any scraps of food, anything left that's not fit for human consumption goes to a local pig farmer, right? So what I want, hopefully I'll get, is a juicer, industrial juicer, for juicing all the different fruits and vegetables that don't go out the door, and a meat slicer. So we get, you know, those large, you know, bolognas or hams, right, that need to be cut up, so we can package them for sandwiches, for kids' lunches at school, stuff like that. So that's what I'm looking for: fridge, freezer, meat slicer, and a juicer. And then we'll be almost at 100% of recycling of all foods.